All right, so I'm back. Another week has passed, and this one's going to be a lot shorter than these last two. It's just a quick thought and something that's really been on my mind these last couple of days. But, you know, I found myself really just feeling like I wanted to go somewhere and just travel somewhere and just kind of get away from everything and just forget everything and not think about anything or anyone and just get away. Life's stressful. Life is difficult. Life is just life. And it just comes at you. And then you look at your bank account and you're like, nope, can't go anywhere. You look at your work schedule and your days off are all weird. It's on a Friday and a Sunday, or like a Monday and a Friday. It's just nothing works and you need to work. So I found myself thinking about that a lot, about how I can't really go anywhere. And in my complaining, in the midst of all of my complaining about how I have no money, how I have nowhere to go, I can't go anywhere, nothing's free, I caught myself and I stopped myself and I ended up going somewhere within the city limits and just having one of the best days I've had in a long time, and just sitting there and being able to write and being able to think. And I realized that just because I can't, because I have no money and no time, and time is money, and we have to work, I looked at these small moments, like these small tidbits of time, and they mean just so much more than we think. We don't give them enough credit. And maybe we just sit there and we write, or maybe we sit there and we read, and maybe we just sit there and watch people walk by as they jog or as they run or as they walk their dogs, or just friends talking or just birds flying, honestly, just anything. And I think that a lot of our time, a lot of our life, we spend thinking so much about what we want next or just what we are unable of doing, that things like that go unseen. Those small moments go unseen. If we took our minds off of what we don't have and placed them on the things that we do have, like family, friends, life, breathing, annoying sibling, frustrating parents, those $2 that just bought you that cheeseburger, a car, gas, a bed, etc. I could continue on and on and on, just naming things that we have, like the shoes on our, I could just go on. We would realize that we are so much better off than what we initially thought. But life is funny, and life has a way of just making you take all of that for granted until you find yourself climbing the rope out of some giant hole that we created or fell into while looking at all of the things that we can't have and looking at all of the things that we don't have. And so because we're so blinded by that envy and so blinded by all of those things that we don't have, we fall into this hole of just complaints, this hole of just envy and just sadness or anger, frustration of what we don't have, that we don't realize that what we have is so much more than what we think it is. And we can do so much more with just a little bit of time, the little bit of money that we do have. We can make something of it. We can make something of a summer night on your porch reading a book. You can make something of just sitting in your living room. You can make something of going to a park and doing small things. And just don't take those moments for granted. Don't take those small things that maybe you're not traveling the world right now. Maybe you're not out and staying in different places. And maybe you're not doing all of those things. But what you are doing is breathing. What you are doing is sitting while your heart beats for you. And those are things that we should just not take for granted. And just always remember that, like, no matter what, you're still alive today. And so many moments that you don't want to take for granted, you don't want to miss out on because you're so busy complaining and looking at things that you don't have. Just don't miss out on those things. So just until next time, your average human. And so I'm now learning to breathe on my own. And let me tell you, it's not easy. It's challenging because I want to constantly be around other people. But I mean, as cliche as it sounds, nothing that is easy is worthwhile, or it's not something that we would value. And so with that, I just... think about it and challenge yourself into that learning to breathe on your own if you're not there. And if you're there, like, kudos to you, power to you. Help us who are struggling to breathe on our own. And, you know, if you have any pointers, please, if you could just drop those and comment on that and let me know so that I can share those with everyone else. And until next time, your average human.